72 degrees in Nashville. We've got partly cloudy skies right now. And for the most part today, we're looking at another sunny, hot, humid day. Highs in the upper 80s, making it feel like a little closer to 100 degrees. And we do expect another afternoon thunderstorm today. So just like the last couple of days. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Divorced from reality. Those were Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell's words for claims from a data center developer with a project planned near the city's zoo. The company behind the project, DC Blocks, says it's working with the zoo and the mayor to set up environmental guardrails. But the mayor says that's not true. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports.
DC Blocks issued a statement just a few hours before Nashville City Council met to debate limits on new data centers. The company says it made commitments to the mayor to reduce noise, control pollution, and pay its fair share for energy. But shortly afterwards, Mayor O'Connell said that's wishful thinking, calling it a PR play and possibly an attempt to disrupt the council's votes. The mayor has filed eminent domain legislation to buy the property that DC Blocks intends to build the data center on. Effectively, that would block the project. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Nashville's Metro Council voted yesterday to approve the mayor's eminent domain legislation on the first of three readings. The council also passed on second reading a new set of regulations for all new data centers proposed in Nashville. And the final vote on that legislation is scheduled for July 21st. Well, meanwhile, a new report says Tennesseans living near data centers saw their electric bills go up an average of 3.2% over the course of a year. The report is from Think Tennessee, and it finds that data center electricity consumption grew sevenfold in the Tennessee Valley region over the last 5 years. That's the first sustained increase in demand in more than a decade. The analysis finds that Tennessee's land availability and fast-growing tech industry are attracting data center developers. The report's release comes as some Tennessee communities are pushing back on proposed data centers, including those actions that we heard just now took place in Metro Council last night. Toyota Bokoshu's Tennessee plant is being sued over complaints that women employees were harassed for years while HR looked the other way. The complaint was filed on June 30th by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or the EEOC. It alleges that female employees who earned between $15 and $30 or more an hour were continually harassed by supervisors and team leaders who touched them without consent, propositioned them, and discouraged them from speaking up. The suit also says that HR ignored the complaints and failed to investigate. In some cases, HR staff allegedly witnessed some of the harassment firsthand and did nothing. The plant in Jackson makes components for new vehicles and employs about 500 people. The suit asks the court to require the company overhaul its equal opportunity policies, offer back pay, and compensate the women for damages. The EEOC says it's attempted to resolve the case with the company prior to filing the lawsuit, but negotiations were not.